Thank you and good afternoon. In an announcement on Friday, Peninsula Airline will be adding additional flights to the Humboldt County Airport beginning in April. On April 21st, the county airport will have flights heading to and from the Portland International Airport, the largest one in Oregon, and prices for a non-refundable round trip would be around $400. With United Airlines already providing service, this will be the first time in 5 years that Humboldt County will have two airlines and two destinations serving the airport. Pinair will also be expanding their services to the Reading Municipal Airport, and flights to and from the Portland Airport will be available on April 21st as well. The district attorney's office announced that no charges will be filed related to the officer-involved shooting in Wichpec that involved Hoopa Valley Tribal Police Sergeant Seth Ruiz fatally shooting Richard Kelly in September of 2015. On that September 4th, Kelly was seen shooting another man in a parking lot just outside of the Lucky Bear Casino, and then fleeing on a stolen motorcycle on Highway 96. Ruiz spotted Kelly speeding on the highway and pursued him until he crashed his bike after crossing the Wichpec Bridge. Kelly drew his firearm and began firing at Ruiz, who returned fire, fatally striking Kelly. The victim, who was shot by Kelly in the parking lot, suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to his leg. This morning, two Delnorte County residents walked away from a plane crash at the Gold Beach Airport in Oregon with no major injuries. The two were flying from Crescent City, and as they approached the runway in Gold Beach, one of the plane's tires clipped the fence, causing the plane to flip over upside down. The plane landed on the roof of the cockpit, and both occupants exited the plane as rescue personnel responded to the accident. The pilot, 71-year-old Daniel Harrison, had nothing more than a few bruises and scrapes, while the passenger, 51-year-old Anthony Betancourt, was uninjured in the crash. Humboldt County officials will be holding a public meeting Tuesday afternoon as they will discuss a proposed traffic impact fee for the greater Eureka area. The meeting will be held at the Community Services District building on Walnut Drive, and the county's consulting firm, TJKM, will present information regarding the proposed fee. The meeting will begin at 2 o'clock, and for more information on the proposed fee, you can visit the county website. The 51st annual Trinidad Clam Beach Run took place on Saturday, an event that saw hundreds of participants ranging from Humboldt County all the way to Oregon. In the 3-mile race, Matthew Guerrero clocked the fastest time, while Alicia Smith and Mike Wood came in second and third place, respectively. Placing first in the 8 3/4-mile race was Jace Hinesley, while Liam Clemens and Neil Olson placed second and third. The 5 3/4-mile race had the most participants of all the contest, as Eric Olson placed in first, while Tanner Shipley and Andy Monroe placed second and third. On Friday, the coroner's office conducted an autopsy on the body of 28-year-old Oakland resident David Charles Bush, who was found dead inside of a vehicle on Lighthouse Road in Petrolia last week. Petrolia fire personnel were the first to respond to the scene and discovered Bush's body, as well as containers of unknown chemicals in the vehicle. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The closure of all schools in the Klamath Trinity Joint Unified School District went into effect this morning and will continue until February 12th, citing the immediate need to address health and safety concerns related to mold. Superintendent with the County Office of Education, Gary Eagles, said on this morning's talk shop that the problem was first discovered when the district started working on planned reconstruction projects.
They're in the midst of a major reconstruction program throughout the district. And when they started to do the work that they knew they had to do, they discovered some additional problems with regard to mold and air quality. So they did a thorough testing of all the facilities. And when the results came back, they said, that's it. We're not going to take any chances with our kids or our staff. And we're just going to shut it down, wrap it up tight, and bring in portables.
With the following week being President's Week, school officials decided to enact closures this week to give them additional time to bring in portable rooms.
That will give them an opportunity to bring in portable classrooms and two portable kitchen cafeteria combination units. Now, the downside about this is that we're talking about an extreme amount of work that's going to need to be done. And very frankly, there's not a lot of money available for school construction, including hardship.
Normal school scheduling will resume on February 22nd. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.